You're holding Daf Ayin Vov Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Behema shenechtecho ragleho min hakuvo lamato." You have a behema shenechtecho ragleho. Means this. Rashi says ragleho means achrenim. If its hind legs were nechtecho cut off, min hakuvo means from its joint, ulamato and below, is kshera. So the animal is not called a treifa. If you make a shritur on it, the behema is still kshera bachila. Min ha'akuvo lamalo, but if you cut off its hind legs from the joints above, then psula, then it became ready. A treifa, it's called the behema a treifa, and therefore tzasa bachila. And the same halach applies, shenital tsumais hagidim. These are the tendons, the veins that are there also by the joints of the leg. So not that you cut off the leg itself, cut off the bone there, even if you didn't cut off the bone, you didn't cut off the leg. Just your nito, you took away those veins that attach by the joints there. That's called shenital tsuma sagidim. Also, the behemoth is called the treifa. Now, what's going to be nishbaretim? Let's say the bone itself breaks. The bone of the leg, let's say where it's below the joint. So far, does not become a treifa after nishbar alone. But, so it depends. Im roiv habosakayim. A robe of the meat is still there, and the Gemara thinks that we'll soon see even the skin is also around it, covering up that part that's broken. Then shchitos metarosai, that this part of the etzem, this part of the bone that's broken off, it's still enough attached to the body that the shchitos adayim is metarosai, you'll not eat it. But v'imlav, let's say where the bone is broken off, again on the bottom part of the joint, so it does not make the animal itself into a treifa. Avad, you'll not eat the animal itself with a shchita. Don't you shall of this broken bone itself is so-called attached to the behema to say the shchita helps or not. So if you don't have enough bustle there to cover up rob of it, then ain shchitasa matarosai. Then we say the shchita on the behema is not mata this part of the eva, like a medulzel, it's not mata this part of the bone that's broken, since there's not enough meat there to cover up rob of it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Yudam Rav says that Omar Rav Chilim Rav Chiyo Lamata, what does the Mishnah mean to say? The Behema Shenechtechu Raglo, if the legs were cut off, what does Lamata below the joints mean? So he says Lamata means Lamata min Hakuva, and Lamala means Lamala min Hakuva. Yeah. So, and it says Bieza Hakuva, like which type of a joint, like which knee is he talking about over here? Bieza Hakuva Amru, that's the akuva hanam keres in a rush. That's the akuva that's sold with the head, this joint, which really means the bottom of the hind legs of the animal. The bottom part of it, that's this akuva. And lamata mizer right away, that's kosher. If it's lamala mizer right away, then takas treifa. Ulam anula says, ulam ravishia, that kinegde begomel, in the case if you have a camel, is nikar. This place, this akuva there, sticks out. By a camel, this joint sticks out. You can clearly tell this place by a camel. The Malay Ula Rabbi Yehuda, Ula is about Rabbi Yehuda. Bishleim l'didi, it's good according to me what I say, the Amina. Keneg be'begomo nikar, that next to the camel and the camel, this akuva, this joint, it sticks out, you can tell. Haino diktoni, that's why it says, na Mishnah, the same thing if you cut these tendons, these veins, the tzumas agidim, it's attached there, it's a treifa. But elu lidoch, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, elu lidoch, my v'chein shenitul tzumas agidim. What does the Mishnah say? V'chein, the same thing applies, shenitul tzumas agidim. Because really it's a machlokes here between Ula and Rabbi Yehuda. Like what's pshatak in our Mishnah which says, min hakuvo lamata? I really have to have a picture book of the animal, but on the hind legs of the animal, there are two parts to it. There's the bottom bone, after you have the leg there, after the toes, then comes the bottom bone. So Mashem, according to Rav Yehuda Marav, according to Rav Chiya, that bottom bone, that is the akuva. So therefore the Mishnah says, below that is kosher, but above that is the treifa, and it says right next to it. Now right there is where the tzumas agidim are. If you tell me where you cut right there, it's called the treifa. That's Ula's question Back to Reb Chilach. According to you, what's the Mishnah saying? Mechain Tzumah Segidim. That's Mamash, the exact place where the Tzumah Segidim are. But according to Ula, that Ula says no. He holds that the place here is connected to Begomel Nikur. Then the camel is sticking out there, those joints. That's the above bone. That's the bone above that's come out attached to the hip. See, else that bone is called the Akuva. Therefore, it's very good. When the Mishnah says, Lamata Mizeh, means even way up above the Tzumas Agidim, that's also still called Kosher. Lamata, from that top bone, if it's cracked there, if it's broken there, the animal's not called a Trefer. Then the Mishnah says, but you should know, but if you cut it just by the Tzumas Agidim, that's even worse. Even though the Tzumas Agidim is below, see, if you cut off above the Tzumas Agidim, the whole leg there, it'll be Kshera. But if you cut down a little bit more below by the Tzumas Agidim, that makes it into a Trefer. So the kids, according to Ula, it's good. The Loshna that says, V'chein another locha. Even though you cut below the Yaakov, they cut off the whole leg there. It's Ksheirom, but you cut down a little bit more below that, just taking off the Tzumas Agidim, just those veins there, that makes it into a Trefer. But Ula's question was, back to Reb Chiya, according to you, that you're saying now Lamata means the bottom bone. So right there is where the Tzumas Agidim are. So Pshita, that's Chan the Mishnah. That next week we cut it over there by Tzumas Agidim. It's a Trefer. So what's the Vechein Tzumas Agidim? It's almost the exact same place. So on this, Reb Chiya answers back and says, Omalei, the Mishnah means like this, Rechuva b'loy Tzumas Agidim. If you cut over there by the Rechuva, by the joint itself, if you cut it over there, that alone makes it a Trefer. If you cut right above the Rechuva, even without cutting the veins. But you know, the Mishnah says another Chiddush, that the Tzumas Agidim, but if you cut the veins over there, even below Rechuv, even though you don't cut through the joint, you don't cut through the bone, it's also considered a Trefer. So Mar says, I have a Nechtuku Ketani. It says clearly, the Nechtuku, Rashi says, Legamri Mash, Rashi cut through the whole thing. Alma Tonu Etonu Nito Atzuma. The Lom Lilo Mahadu Liste, what do you have to repeat it again for? Since it says already Nechtuku, Kur means through the whole thing, so when you cut through the whole thing, the Pshita, that's the Mokum where the Tzumas Agidim are. That's all the city took off the Tzumas Agidim. So Moses Ishtik, at that time, Reb Chiya kept quiet. Didn't have what to answer back. But Labosa the Nofik, after Ula went out, then he said like this. So Reb Yehuda, like said Lanash, Reb Yehuda said to himself, Reb Yehuda was the one that said over his name, and then Reb Chiya, so he said to himself, my time of Layamrili, how come I didn't answer back to Ula and said like this? That Lamata means Lamata min Hakuva and Echnami. That Labatim from the joint, if you cut it over there, cut straight through, it's still kosher. Lamala means, Lamala mitzumas segidim. Lamala means, doesn't only mean right above the Yakuva, but Taka means above the tzumas segidim. If you cut a nechtiko above the tzumas segidim, that's what makes it a trefa. And therefore it's good why it says, Bechenen, who are then if you cut a little bit below, but cutting off the tzumas segidim, that also makes it into a trefa. There's not a kasher why the Mishnah says, Bechenen, it's another Kiddush. If you cut it straight through above the Yakuva, which is above the Tzumas Agidim, that's one Trefus. If you cut a little bit below, if you cut off the veins there, that also makes it a Trefa. So the Khuri should answer this. Hadoma, then he said to himself, no, Hadoma, then he thought over again and said, Hadoma v'le amrilei. It's good that Hadoma v'le amrilei, like it's good, why didn't tell him this? Because the Yomli could have said to me, Nechtuchu Ketani. It says in the Mishnah, Lashon of Nechtuku. The Rashi explains, there's also the same part of the Kasha, that the Maaseh says, Lamala Me'akuva, that's Mamish the same Makam with the Tzumas Agidim. So it's Mamish again the same place. You can't have two things. Therefore, it's a little Kasha on the way, if you do, Rabbi Chiya says, Pshat in the Mishnah. Like it says, Amor says, again, Hod Rama, Loi Amri Lei, didn't I already answer him back? One answer. And the Yomli said back to me, no, that wasn't a good answer, because Nechtuku Ketani, says the Mishnah Nechtuku, Mashmi cut through the whole thing. Hachinami min Akuva l'mala Ketani, which is Mashmi right above, not way above the Tzumas Agidim, but min Akuva l'mala is Mashmi in the Mishnah right above this bottom Akuva, this bottom joint. And that's exactly where the Tzumas Agidim are. That would be a kasha in the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say two things? Really, it's one case. There's a little kasha on the Yudah, Omarab, Omarab Chiyas Pshah. Nothing more says, Rav Papa Masniyoche. Papa learned like this, that Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav. Omer Rav Chiyah, still named Rav Chiyah. Lamata means Lamata min Akuva. Umitzume sagid v'nechnami. Lamata, that's kosher, means in the bottom part of the joint, and even below the tzume sagidim also. Lamala, that we say lamala above the joint makes into a trefa, means lamala min hakuva. Umitzume sagidim means above the tzume sagidim v'nechnami. Way above it, there if you nechku, if you cut it straight through, that makes it into a trefa. And then the Mishnah says v'chein shenit tzume sagidim. And then who are then a little bit below? If you just cut off the veins there, tzume sagidim, that's also considered a trefa. Rashi means of etzem emtsoi, is in the middle bone. That yeshmakim shi trefa, there's a place even the middle bone. In other words, he's learning like this: the bottom bone, that's ksheira. The top bone, that makes it into a trefa. What about the middle bone? That depends. If you cut it exactly where the tzume sagidim are, that makes it into a trefa. Not where the tzume sagidim are, it's ksheira. That's what the Mishnah says, v'chein shinto tzume sagidim. Yeah. But the yakuva gufa, what about the yakuva itself? That's kedula. That he learns the same pshat as Ulu learns. Which means they'll yearn at the top part of it. So according to this pshat, that what does the yakuva mean, the joint? It doesn't mean the bottom joint, but it means the top joint near the hip, just like Ulu learns. So therefore, if there won't be a kasha, the Mishnah comes out good. So this the Gemara says, Omer Rabbeisha, Rashi says back, O mi yikumidu do anything, dyilu madlei, posiklei, v'choya. Matosei, posiklei, yumeso, how could it be? If you cut it up a little bit higher up, it lives. And you cut a little bit further down, it's a trefa. Like you tell me now, this middle bone, on the top part of the middle bone, that's not the tzumas agidim. If you cut it straight through there, the animal is ksheira. If you cut a little bit down below by the tzumas agidim, that makes it for trefa. Doesn't make sense? Smur says back, yes, Omer Rav Ashi, trefas kod madmas ladodi, that yes, in question, trefas, one of the madama, one to the other, ein omer betrefas, we don't say by hilka trefas, zu doim lezu, this is like this one, sherei choytcho mikanu meisom, it can all over like that, if you cut the animal in one place, it could die because of that cut, chotcho mikan v'choy, if you cut it another place, it doesn't die. So yes, by hilka trefas, you can't ask the question, since higher up, it's not a trefa. A little bit below. If you make it a trefa, that's not a kasha. Mefrat will be for sure not a kasha. Because over here, you're cutting off these veins, these tumas sagidim. That's what makes it into a trefa. Now the Gemara says, "V'elohein tumas sagidim." These are the special veins. These are the tumas sagidim. So Rashi says the Gemara's question is like, "Mehechin maska." Where do these veins start from? Ve'echin koyach yusin agidim. Where's the ikar koyach, like the strength there that keeps it alive, that if you cut it there, make it into a trefa. So Rabbi says that Omar Ravashi, the agmaro ulabar, means from the bone outwards, off the bone. So Rashi explains it means that mishayotza agidim unetzim, when the veins come out from the bone, Omahalchim goes along the bus, along the meat, along the bone, above the joint. So the bone above the joint is orim, belay bus is no meat there yet. Kishtaim begimlas boys, like two or three etzbois, and the gidim are added to it. So the kitzah means above the joints where the gidim are attached to the bone, that's the makom of tzumas gidim. If you cut it there, that will make it into a trefa. And Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Ashi, that miagmaro lagav, no, means inside the bone. Rashi says inside the bone means ein nikroim tzumas elumokam adikosam biyetsa mimokam shadokim boy adaperik. Only up until the joint, the part of the veins that are attached to the bone by the joint, that's called the tzumas agidim. The mashma, the veins, once they start going up, further up, that's not the strength anymore, there will not make it into a trefa. Now, Rava braid the Rabba bar Rav Huna Omer Rav Ashi. He said that name of Ravasi like this, that the Eloi Arkuma, it's above the Arkuma. As she said, the Eloi Arkuma means etzem cotton, there's a small bone there. Hu amechabres aprokim. That makes the joints, keeps the joints together there. O mashiesh min agidim olamalim menu, whatever above that small bone, ad mokim shemishpashtin, until the place where the veins spread out, that's called tzumais. He says, "Vushir nofresh mikolat tzadikishir in all them." Shemaskut starts miyad min orkum, olamal starts right away from the bottom joint upwards. Vulamata misoif etzem amtsoi, vunechtach bein etzem amtsoi liyes orkum treifa. Kitzit is a longer, a bigger shear of the Tzumas Hagidim. That's called Eloi Akuma. Now the Gemara says, Yosef hum Rabbanin, there was some Rabbanin that were sitting. Kaimid Rabbanin, in front of Rabbanin. The Yosef, the Sinim Koma, they said, the Akuma Gufa. They said, no, the Mokim with the Tzumas Hagidim are, is the Akuma Gufa on this small bone itself. And that's the Mokim of the Tzumas Hagidim. But she says, "Nechtu gidu kineged orkam atzmoi." That's what makes it a treifa. Omle Rabbi said back, "Le titzitzule." Do not listen to them, but rather, "Hochi yom Rav Yud." This is what Rav Yud said. "Heicho depori tavchim." The mokum is where the tabochim, where the butcher strikes it, hits the animal. Rashi says, "B'mokum shepoischin atabochim," where the butcher opens up the animal. "Lafresh abosim enetzim," to separate the meat from the bone. Okay, Shemenakru noisoi, for roitz and lita loisa gidim, and this is the mokum of a Haina Rashi says, Milu akuma. That's the place above this small bone, above the akuma, but not the akuma itself. So again, that's the mokum of Hechid depari tavchei. The Mara says, behind him, that's the sheet of Rabba, bread Rabba, Baravuna. Now, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yudah, Mashmuel, Tsumas hagidim shomru. That that we said is this treifus. If you cut off the tzumas hagidim, these veins here, mokim shagidim tzomtzim. It means the place where the veins themselves are tzomtzim. Means they're attached together. Rashi says tzomtzim means mechudorin yachad. They all look like one vein. So that's the lochel again. Omer v'yudah mashmuel. So tzumas hagidim shomru. It's mokim shagidim tzomtzim. The yad kama. How far up do they go? So omleihum rabbonim. This Rabbana said over for Rav Yaakov Shmei, his name was Rav Yaakov. He said like this, that Kiavin and Bei Rav Yehuda, when I was by Rav Yehuda, oh, Maloni told us that Shimu Mini, listen to me, because Milsa de Megavra Rav Shmili, I heard over this halacha from a great person. Oh, Manu, who is that great person? Shmuel. That what the Shmuel holds, that the Tzumas Hagidim Shomru. That it says, now Mishnah Tzumas Hagidim is a treif, if you cut it there, that's Mokim Shagidim Tzimtzim Boy. That's the Mokim of the Gidim all, or look like one, they're attached together. And they go up until the place where the veins start to separate, each one goes separately. The kam, how far up is that? Abaye said, it's like four fingers in an ox. In a big ox, it goes up four fingers. Now the Gemara says, but bedaka, man, what about a small animal? Let's say by limbs. How far up does it go? Or Rabbi, it's like this, a bliti, where it's sticking out, bulging out. That's called hevet tzumas hagidim. Bliya, where it's like sunk in, though, that's not called. That's lehevet tzumas hagidim. Ashuni, if it's hard, that's heavy tzumas hagidim. Rechiche, where it's soft. Rashi's leachish nicht the bosom, when it goes, we have the veins start to come into the meat. Then it becomes a little bit soft. So lehevi tzumas hagidim, that's not called the tzumas hagidim. Alimi, what about when they're big and thick? That's called lehevi tzumas hagidim. Katini, when they're small, when the veins become small, that's not considered lehevi tzumas hagidim. Chivri, hevi tzumas hagidim. When they're white, that is considered tzumas hagidim. Loi chivri, if they're not white, lehevi tzumas hagidim, that's not considered the tzumas hagidim. The tzumas hagidim is the veins are white over there. The Gemara says, Ma Baravashi Yoma, Ma Baravashi says, that even the Ziggy is long